When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, David is reaching out. We've got this, by the way, on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to chime in there. Hey, guys, something happened over the weekend that I can't really stop thinking about. And I don't want to talk to my friends about it because it kind of involves them.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I went to another couple's house for board game night. We were having a ball, laughing, having a great night, until I realized just how competitive my girlfriend is.
Okay.
She cheated, and it caused us to win the game.
Okay.
Like, why? What does it matter if we win or not? We weren't playing for money or anything like that. I didn't call her out in the moment because I didn't want to embarrass her, but she never brought it up, and I'm just kind of really bothered by it. So, I mean, I could be making this a bigger deal than it needs to be, but I just wondered if she's willing to be dishonest on this small level, what bigger stuff could she lie about? Or what lesson would she teach her future kids? Like, cheating is okay to get ahead in life? So what do you guys think?
I mean, I think you just say something to her about it. I don't know if you have game night at friends' places or not, but I know, you know, when my wife and I go and like play cards over at a friend's house and stuff like that, you know, we just play cards. It's mostly about the conversation, not about
right.
the game. And yeah,
that was his point. He's like, why did she feel the need to win?
Yeah, and I think I would feel weird knowing that one of us had cheated.
Yeah.
Like why?
Yes.
Yeah, no, so I totally get what he's saying. I
Do
totally
you
understand
this could
that.
Be an indicator of even bigger red flags down the road. If she thinks this is fine, do you think she's going to kind of blur the lines of honesty with bigger things?
So in college, I was a part of a card playing tournament in my dorm room, and we had and there was, I want to say there was a small pot of money involved. So yeah, we were gambling, we were playing cards and we were gambling, uh-huh. and it was in our dorm room. And I remember my, one of the guys that were down the hall, I mean, we knew he was cheating and he was not necessarily secretive about it. But but he ended up winning the whole thing, and we just all kind of accepted it and moved on with our lives. I don't know. So, but my point is, he's now he's a fine person now. So I don't know if that's necessarily an indication that she's going to be an awful person for her entire life or anything like that.
Right, like, you know, I guess teaching their future kids
lessons. Yeah, maybe that's a bit extreme, but you know, maybe she's just maybe she is competitive, and maybe in other circles that she runs in, they all cheat too, and she knows it, and she has to do that to get the edge or whatever. And you just have to explain to her, hey, you know what? When we're doing this, it's just for fun. We don't have to worry about cheating, things like that. I saw you cheating. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but, you know, and be prepared for her to get defensive about it, too. So
exactly. Ashley says this is totally an episode of King of Queens. Carrie cheats on a game night and Doug calls her out on it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so what
All
happened?
Right,
so what happened in the episode?
I don't know. I need to find out. Maybe that's what he just sends her, that little episode on YouTube, if he can find it. Or didn't wasn't it Monopoly that has like a cheater's version?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Buyer that. But he needs to bring it up. If it's bothering him, he needs to like ask her, like, hey, why'd you feel like you needed to cheat at game night?
That now, Brittany weird, right? says kind of the opposite. Wow, if you're letting a little cheating bother you on that board game, you need to end the relationship. I mean, that's
Whoa.
Crazy. I couldn't tell you how many times now my now husband cheated at strip poker just to,
oh, come on now.
To you know. Well, look at that. Guess I lost again.
That is different. I feel like that's different.
Yeah,
Patrick
never
doesn't think this is an issue. He's like, it's a game, bro. Chill out.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that in that scenario where you're just with friends, it's like, why are we doing this? Why are we cheating? So, you know, maybe the next time you go out and you do your thing, you just jokingly say to her, hey, no cheating this time in the car before you exit. And
I
she's like
that,
wait, what do you mean? Like, come on. I saw you cheating last time. We don't need to cheat this time.
Yes. And that is non-confrontational. It makes it seem like it's not a big deal, but then he's getting his point across. I like that.
And then if she continues to cheat, then, you know,
that's like, a problem.
Then you play strip poker and let's see how well you do now. Let's see how well you do now. All right. So I think that's what you do. And unless you have anything else that you want to contribute or a story about being in that same situation with your spouse or your significant other and what happened.
Was this an early warning sign?
Yeah.
Is this something you should pay attention to?
Are we missing a big warning flag here that we just don't see? Let us know. 502-795-1997. That is group therapy.